Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretchen, and this is a bonus episode, guys. This is a bonus episode of the show. We've done these a couple times before, where basically we just talk about superhero and comic book content that's not directly related to Marvel. Like, last summer we did the Suicide Squad. We did the Batman back in March, which I still think is the best superhero movie the last few years. We are doing The Boys, season 3, episodes 1 through 4 today. We're doing Umbrella Academy in a couple weeks. Then we're going to be doing the last half of The Boys, season 3. And then we're finally going to talk about Peacemaker as well. So there's all that. There's all the Ms. Marvel things, Thor, Love, and Thunder talk. So yeah, it's going to be busy summer for us here at the podcast. So this is going to be a full, like, spoiler review for the first 4 episodes of The Boys Season 3. We will, of course, also be talking about spoilers for the first 2 seasons as well. So if you're not fully caught up on The Boys, at least up till this point, so you have to have seen the first 2 seasons, the first 4 episodes of Season 3. So if you've not seen those, you should probably go watch the show. This is, I think, the best show on TV right now. Like, truly, this is, I think, is the best show on TV right now of the last few years. I've been saying for a long time, and I still agree with this. I still agree with what I previously said, that Daredevil is the pinnacle of superhero storytelling on television. It's my words. That's what I believe Daredevil is. But if The Boys Season 3 continues to be as fantastic as it is, and if the recently announced Season 4 is also superb, and we get another 1, 2, or 3 seasons of fantastic storytelling, this will pass Daredevil for me. It'll pass Daredevil for me. Because behind all of the sex, the nudity, the violence, the language of this show, it is a superbly written and acted story. If you can just look past all the hilariosities in this show, then you will find a series that is deep, that is powerful, that feels real in the way that it's portrayed. So if you've never seen The Boys before, if you've never heard of it somehow, basically the show imagines a world where superheroes are real, but they're all dicks. And that's your thing. The show is rated TVMA. So I'm going to be a little bit more lax with the language and stuff on this episode. Just because you should have seen the show. And if you've seen the show, you're used to that language. So they're all terrible people. And that's basically what the show is. It's these terrible people who are superheroes. And then you have this group of vigilantes comprised of Billy Butcher, Huey Campbell, MM, Frenchie, and Kimiko. And they're basically just trying to take down Vought, which is the superhero company. So I'm not really going to get into it having the first 2 seasons because, I mean, Nick Denenberg and I already talked about those on The Average Binger. Like 2 years ago, so if you want to go and find that, if you can. We did like episode reviews for the first 2 seasons. So you can go and find those. So the first 4 episodes of Season 3. I think it's the best this show's ever been. Like, I mean, we'll see how it ends these next 4 episodes. So the season is releasing weekly on Thursday nights at 7 p.m., at least 7 p.m. here in Chicago where I live. It's advertised as Friday, so if you look at Friday on Amazon Prime Video, they'll definitely be there. It's one episode a week. Finale's on July 8th. That's the finale. It's July 8th. Same day as Thor 4. So just, like, starting off with episode 1, Payback. Oh, one of my favorite things about this show is the episode descriptions provided by Amazon. Like, episode 1 is, you and a guest are invited to the premiere of Dawn of the Seven in Vought Towers Lamplighter Memorial Theater. Streaming will be followed by a Q&A with director Adam Bork, and then after party with Soup DJ Malchemical on the turntables. The first 15 minutes of episode 301, entitled Payback, are some of the craziest 15 minutes of anything you've ever seen. So before I talk about the big thing, double entendre, the way that the season starts off is, like, you have, it shows a scene from Dawn of the Seven, this new movie that exists in-universe, and I'm gonna get into some brief little spoilers for the end credit scene of Multiverse of Madness right now. I know it's like, wait, what? But so if you've not seen Multiverse of Madness yet, skip forward, like, 35 seconds. This is the second time in the last month that we've seen, Charlize Theron, like, cameo or something. And it seems like they're kind of the same character. Because I don't know much about Clea. We saw anything in Doctor Strange 2. But here she plays Stormfront, so that was super, super funny. I really love, you know, I love the first part of the season where everyone is on good terms with each other, or so it seems. Huey and Starlight are together. It looks like their relationship's going really, really well, which I'm happy about. I don't think it's going to last forever. But I wanted to. That's one group that I don't ship people a whole lot. Like, I mean, I shipped Druig and Makari in Eternals, but I think everyone did. And then, yeah, Starlight and Huey. I love they were all together at the premiere. I thought that was super funny. There was one scene that I sort of laughed my guts out. It's the scene in the bathroom where Ashley, the corporate, like, PR person, and Adam Bork, the director, are, like, hooking up in the bathroom stall. And then Ashley just goes, "We had to bring in Tony Gilroy to finish the movie." And I laugh my guts out because Tony Gilroy is the one who came in at the last second and sort of saved Rogue One, which is my favorite Star Wars movie. So I thought that was hilarious. He's also doing the Andor series this summer, which I can't wait for. That show looks great. Go check out Tusken Radio for more on Star Wars TV. And then the big WTF moment was with their, like, Ant-Man clone named Termite. So there's a party. Termite goes back up to his room with a guy. Looks like it's assumed that they're dating just because it seems like what happened, what transpires, seems like it's happened before. And he shrinks down, and on the table we see like little hole. I'm like, oh, this butt. You look a little bit closer, you're like, that doesn't look like his butt. And there's a giant urethra. There's a giant urethra. And the thought of someone had to animate that. Someone had to animate a super realistic looking urethra. I thought it was hilarious. He jumps inside. This is basically the whole, like, Ant-Man and Thanos' butt thing. It's basically just Ant-Man and Thanos' butt. So there was a whole theory when Endgame came out that Hawkeye could just, like, shoot Ant-Man into Thanos' butt. And Ant-Man could, like, grow to an insane size and just blow Thanos up from the inside. And, so Termite's, like, walking around in this guy's junk. And then he sneezes and blows him to bits. I should clarify when I say that. He explodes. Just clarify that again. His body gets separated into multiple parts. So, that was insane. In case, like, you forgot what this show was in the last 2 years, then this is as good a reminder as any of what The Boys is. What this show is. And it's really just, like, at the top of, like, this, I think, first episode of season 3 was fantastic. It did a great job of setting the stage for what is to come. With these next seven episodes, which I freaking loved it. I really loved that first little montage, that whole first thing there. So basically, the whole thing with Homelander this season is after the death of, or after it was revealed that Stormfront was a Nazi, toward the end of season 2, there is, you know, obviously public outcry. Another thing, I love how this show mocks everyone. This show mocks everybody. Yes, it mocks the right a little bit more with their extremism. But they mock the left, too, in episode 2 at the, like, Queen Maeve diversity section of Vaultland. I thought it was hilarious. There were the BLM, BLTs. There was systemically oppressed nachos. Which I thought was so insanely hilarious. Yeah, so that was super funny. But I just loved how, like, this show sort of, like, mocks everyone. Like, no, like, sort of like Family Guy or South Park. Like, no one is above The Boys. No one is above The Boys. So Homelander this season is basically the most diabolical he's ever been. Anthony Starr as Homelander is the best comic book movie villain of the last 13 years. I'm hesitant to say he's better than Joker in The Dark Knight. But I don't know. At the end of the season, I may be saying something completely different. I may be saying something completely different at the end of season 3. You know, that he is better than the Joker. Because what Anthony Starr brings to this role just feels authentic, and it feels genuine, and every episode of this series, you're like, okay, he can't possibly do anything worse. Like the first episode of the show where, you know, Butcher tells Huey that Homelander's the only good soup. He's the only good soup. And then at the end of the episode, he shoots down a plane that has a kid on it. There were probably multiple kids on that plane, but, like, they focus in on one kid. Just watching as his hero kills him. You're like, oh wow, so this is what the show is. Then, in episode 6, I believe, whichever the one was with Flight 37. I believe that was episode 6. I believe it was episode 6. Was it? I just want to make sure. Was it? Whatever. I don't think it matters. But basically, there was that episode where Homelander and Queen Maeve are at. They basically just let this, like, everyone on this plane die. Everyone dies, and you're like, okay. Now he probably can't get any worse. And in season 2, he is like a literal Nazi in season 2. And then as we get into season 3, the things that he makes everybody do are just awful. Like, making the Deep eat his friend. I thought that was so funny. Technically raping Starlight. I mean, with what he makes her do from, like, a public perception of, like, saying that they're dating. Like, that's basically rape. And then, I mean, at the end of episode 4, like, nobody can stop Homelander. Because Stan Edgar's gone. No one can stop him now. So, that's really just at the core of why the character is so interesting, is that he was raised in a lab. He was always told, you are the greatest human to ever live. And when you're always told that from the moment you were, I mean, as he said in episode 2, which, by the way, episode 2, I think, probably contains the best and most terrifying scene of this entire series, which I'll talk about in a second. You know, he's spat out of a test tube. That's how he was born. Which by the way, I just remembered that, and I may forget this. At the Red River thing, I think it was episode 2 or 3, when there's that little kid who's, like, teleporting around and is kind of creepy. He points up at the screen and, like, sort of, like, reveals Huey as being Huey. That's Teddy Stillwell. You guys remember Madeline Stillwell? That was Elizabeth Shue's character in season 1? Yeah. That was her son. That was her son. Which I think is, like, oh, it's a fun little callback that Homelander didn't kill the kid. I mean, that kid probably has a ton of trauma from watching his mom's face be, like, I don't know, melted right in front of him. So, yeah. Yeah, that was a fun little Easter egg. So, episode 2. And I'm really just talking about these episodes all together as one, like, sort of movie, I guess, even though they're not really, like, they are very much their own individual episodes, but I'm just going to talk about them all together. The Homelander scene in episode 2, when he goes to have his annual birthday save. I think her name was Chelsea. He's trying to, like, and also, he's the worst person, like, talking someone off a ledge, you know? He's like, come on, just let me save you and then do it again some other time. That's basically what he says. Like, stop being awful, Homelander. And then he looks up and sees that Stormfront committed suicide. And by the way, I loved the scene. I thought the scene was hilarious in episode one with Stormfront, where he, like, went into her room after he found out they made Starlight co-captain. We'll talk about that in a second. But I thought it was hilarious when he just went into her room and she starts, like, she, like, gives him a hand job and is essentially just, like, she's like, no one suffers like you suffer. You will lead the Fourth Reich. And he goes, no, there is no master race. I'm the master race. That's the whole point. Like, I thought that whole scene was, like, really funny. Because, like, she is, like, insanely, like, I mean, she can't really do anything. Except for do that. And I thought that was funny. I thought that was funny. And it was episode 4 with Flight 37 back in season 1. That was in episode 4, the female of the species. So then, I mean, and I thought it was really interesting because Chelsea, she was Jewish. And he calls Stormfront a Nazi. He calls her a god, a beautiful god, and, like, he's saying that in front of a Jewish person. And that really stood out to me. And he then tells her to jump. He tells her to jump and, like, to follow through with something. So that, and then that whole scene ends with him saying, there is no God. The only man in the sky is me. And that was like, oh no, he's gonna do something really bad. Like, I think this season is going to end with Homelander doing something that we never even thought remotely possible. That's how I think this season is gonna end. And I'm really glad they've already renewed it for season 4. So happy they've renewed it for season 4. You know, we have the Diabolical series, which could get a season 2. I hope. I thought that show was fun and pretty solid. Except for that poop episode. The poop episode of that show was weird. We know that we're getting that Varsity series about the College Soups, which I'm excited for that show. It sounds like they're already filming that. And it's supposed to come out next year. So we may get, like, 2 seasons of The Boys next year. We may get the first season of this Varsity series, a spinoff, and then we could get season 4. Like, if they start shooting season 4 relatively soon. Because I don't really want to wait 2 years before seasons. Like, two years until season 4. I want season 4 next year. And that's just selfish, just because I love this show so much. I love the show so much. So let's just go back to episode 1 now for a second and just talk about what's going on with the FBSA, the Federal Bureau of Superhuman Affairs. we knew at the end of second season, it was like the last big like cliffhanger, that Victoria Newman was the head popper, that she was a soup. That she was the one who killed Rhaenyra in the season 2 premiere. She's the one who caused essentially the show's version of Game of Thrones Red Wedding. When she like killed everyone at the congressional hearing, she killed the leader of the Church of the Collective. And I am actually really glad that they like didn't like keep building that up. Like we like our characters learn at the end of the first episode of the season that Victoria Newman is a soup. Like I'm glad that wasn't dragged out. It wasn't a reveal until like episode 4, because I feel like that would have been cheap. Like for people in like 5 or 6 years who watch the show for the first time, they'll watch that the final of season 2 and they'll go right on to watching season 3, hopefully. And that will immediately be paid off. It's going to be paid off immediately, which I really like. You know, I'm really glad I wasn't dragged out, because we knew, because that's typically boring. It's typically boring when there's something that we, the audience, know that the characters in the show don't know, and it's like dragged on and on. It gets boring. It gets repetitive. Not really repetitive, but like it's just boring to watch. So I'm really glad that they have, that they didn't do that. They just jumped right into the season with that reveal. So yeah, I thought that was super good. I'm just really happy that they did that so early on. American Hero. So at the beginning of the season, the 7 is down to the 5, because at the beginning of the show, you have Homelander, Queen Maeve, the Deep, A-Train, Translucent, Black Noir, and then Starlight just joined. All right. Translucent is killed by Huey at the end of episode 2. So then we're down to the 6. The Deep has to leave, like, halfway through season 1 because of Stormfront exposing him as a rapist, rightly so, exposing him. And then, so then they're down to the 5. They bring in Stormfront in season 2, so then they're just the 6. Stormfront is kicked off the team after, and she, I mean, it's not like even if she wasn't revealed to be a Nazi, like, she could stay on the team. Like, she's, like, insanely, like, burned and can't do anything except pleasure Homelander, I guess. And so they have 2 spots to fill on the 7. And I think it's hilarious that they're using an American Ninja Warrior bachelor type show called American Hero to sort of like figure that out. I think that was so funny. I thought that was super funny. Just the way that they did that. And one of them is Supersonic, who, of course, you know, at the end of these 4 episodes is dead. He dies because he was running his mouth in front of A-Train. So that was dumb. That was just a dumb decision. Yeah, that was stupid. I thought his, like, music, it's been in my head for the last week and a half now. Like, Rock My Kiss and You've Got a License to Drive, which I think is super funny that they have, that I think both of those songs have really, like, overt, like, references to pop culture things from the mid-2000s. That was hilarious. And episode 2 also contains a scene that, like, episode 2, Like, The Boys Season 3, Episode 2, The Only Man in the Sky, might be one of the best episodes of television I've seen in a long time. Because there is a scene with MM and his ex-wife. And I love that there's not, like the new stepdad. What was his name? Was it Ted? Was it Ted? I don't remember. Let me check IMDb. It was some, like, it was Todd. It was Todd. Like, I knew it was some, like, classic, like, white boy name. So, I love that they're essentially, like, Todd and MM and, Monique. They're not, like, hateful of each other. They're, like, trying to find the best way to, like, co-parent and to move on. And I love the scene where MM is just, like, he's sitting on the couch with Monique. And for just 1 minute, she acts like his wife again. You know, like, she understands that this is a man who needs something and he needs help. And she is able to do that for him. And now she's like, no, we're not married anymore. Like, I don't like you. Like, I love that it wasn't depicted that way. Like, I love that it was depicted as a serious moment. Depicted as a serious moment. So, love that. Like, that was just such a tremendously acted scene. She told him to go back to Butcher. She told him to go back to Butcher. And that was the reason why they divorced in the first place. Because he lied about going back to Butcher. This was back in season one. And he's like, I don't know what to do. Like, Soldier Boy is everywhere. I need to, like, figure something out. And Butcher has the lead, and she's like, then go back to him. I don't want to turn it into something that you're not. Go back to him. And I was like, wow. Like, I thought, like, that was just such a phenomenal, well-written, well-acted scene. And incredibly direct also. Who directed that episode? It was Phil Screeccia. He also directed the season premiere. But yeah, I thought, what other episodes in this show did he direct? He directed episode 103, Get Some. Anything in season 2? Yeah, episode 201, The Big Ride. Any others in season 2? No. But yeah, I mean, just phenomenal. Phenomenal. And just looking at IMDb, I can't wait for episode 6 on June 24th. It's the Herogasm one. Michael's actually read all the comics for The Boys. And he's like, it's insane. And I just started to read the comics. I just read the first issue this morning. It's great. It's not like, I think this show so far, from the one issue I've read, but I've heard this from other people too, like, this is a show that is better than the source material. This show is better than the comics, which is, it's hard to do. I don't think there's anything that's really better than their source material. So, yeah, if this show doesn't win some Emmys, like, seriously, like, people say stuff like, and I'm guilty of this too. I'm guilty of this too. But I remember when the Falcon Winter Soldier was coming out, and there was the flashback scene with Bucky in Wakanda, and Sebastian Stan was crying on set. Not, like, he was crying like it's part of the show. And people were like, oh, he needs an Emmy. He needs an Emmy for crying. No. No. Like, Sebastian Stan, I love Sebastian Stan. That was not an Emmy-worthy scene. There were, I believe there were at least two Emmy-worthy scenes in the second episode of season 3 of The Boys. Like, this... I'm sounding repetitive, but this show is the best thing on TV right now. And I'm talking about, like, shows that have been going for multiple years. Like, I love season 4 of Stranger Things right now. I think Stranger Things is great. This is better than Stranger Things. The Mandalorian. As much as I love The Mandalorian, as much as I adore that show, I'm taking The Boys over The Mandalorian. Peacemaker. I really love Peacemaker. And they're also, like, similar vibes and tones. Like, they're similar enough. Like, I take this over Peacemaker. Also, I think that's... But I think it really just comes down to the fact that right now there are more episodes of The Boys, and the episodes are longer. But, like, if both of these shows, like, run for, like, 5 seasons, they're all 8 episodes, I'll just take the one with longer episodes. Because they're... Both shows are so similar. You know? But I did really love Peacemaker. But this show is just great. It's just great. Like, just... And look, I get the blood... The blood is excessive. It's excessive. There's not a ton of nudity in this show. But, like, all the stuff with, like, the sex... I don't actually think that the sex in this show is gratuitous. Because it's not all that often, and it always moves the story forward. Like, this is not a show that has boobs just for the sake of having boobs. Right? Like, unlike some other shows. This is a show that uses that, all that stuff, to tell its own story. And something I really appreciate about it. Because, like, it would be easy just to do it, like, to just have all the sex and use that for the viewership. No. This show gets the viewership that it does because it is so well written. It's because it's so well written. And people are review bombing the show. And I'm glad that this season the review bombs aren't for the weekly releases. Because, I mean, when season 2 came out, the only big, like, weekly release show was The Mandalorian. Because at the time, there was only one season of that. But, I mean, since then, like, people have seen all the... We've been watching all these Marvel shows that have been doing weekly episodes. We've had another season of The Mandalorian's done weekly. Book of Boba Fett, Kenobi. Like, I think of that, like, people are, like, starting to realize that weekly is more fun. And also Stranger Things. Like, the Stranger Things hype and talk about Stranger Things 4 would be over. Would be over by now. But Netflix is like, no, we can do it in 2 volumes. You know? We can do it in 2 volumes, and it'll be... we're going to be talking about Stranger Things for the next, like, 3 weeks now. Which I think was a great move on their part to finally not dump an entire season at once. They dumped most of it, but not all of it. Okay, I think we need to move on because, like, we've been going for 40 minutes already. So, yeah, that episode ends. The Only Man in the Sky ends with Homelander just losing it at the Homelander birthday bash. That wasn't actually what it's called, but that's what I'm going to call it because he's a child. Oh, one thing I also there that really highlighted how much power Stan Edgar really has over Homelander. And that was when Starlight doesn't want to sing happy birthday to him. To Homelander. And Stan Edgar's like, if Starlight does not want to sing, then she does not sing. Which Oh my God. I love Giancarlo Esposito in literally everything. He is great in this. He's great in The Mandalorian. He's great in the Breaking Bad universe. I think that he's just great. He's great in all of it. Such a phenomenal actor. I'm just going to sing the praise of everyone on this show. Because everyone on this show is giving it everything that they have. It's just everything they have. They're giving it their all. Yeah, but Homelander loses it at his birthday party. And his numbers are up by a lot. So Vought's like, all right, well, they love when he is himself, so okay, we'll give him a little bit more free reign and just see what happens. So yeah, that whole thing happens, and then I think the big thing in this episode is really just all the flashbacks. It's all the flashbacks to Nicaragua. And Mallory has just been lying to Butcher, and particularly to MM, this whole time. Because, you know, she knew that, she knew how Soldier Boy really died, and she didn't tell MM. And that's important because Soldier Boy is the one who killed MM's father. And, you know, she also knew that there was a weapon that could kill Homelander. And that's the only thing that Butcher's ever wanted, was to kill Homelander and to make him pay for everything that he's done. And that whole thing, and oh my God, the actor that they got to play the young Stan Edgar. Like, you would think that they went back in time and got a young Giancarlo Esposito. You would think they had a young Giancarlo Esposito. Because this kid that played him was great. And you also learn that they've always wanted soups in the military. That was Vought's goal for about 40 years, was to get soups in the military. And it just, like, never happened. Just never happened. I don't even remember why exactly they... Oh, I think it was because of Compound V. Yeah, it was because of Compound V that soups were not let in the military. So, and actually speaking of that, we now have this new thing called V24, which gives you superpowers for 24 hours. And that just tore the whole team apart. That tore all the boys apart. I'm sad about that. Like, as Butcher said, I was watching these episodes with my dad. And by the way, this is a super awkward show to watch with your parents. He just started crying under the line that Butcher goes, I'm just chef of all the boys back together under one roof. Like, this is prime Billy Butcher. It's just Butcher in his prime, and it's great. And, you know, Butcher, I think, really, in this season, we've seen just how far he would go. And that's one thing I love about this season. Like, we're seeing how far everyone's going. Like, Huey from, and I rewatched the pilot the other day also. Like, Huey has come so far from, you know, being terrified of blowing up Translucent in the first couple episodes to now he's like, all right, Kimiko, you have to break my arm. Because Vicky's going to know if I'm faking being sick. So, he's come so far. He steals some of the V-24. And I wonder if they're probably going to get some more V-24 at some point in the season. Because they need it. I'd actually love to see all four of the boys. Because Kimiko has powers already. But she might be dead. Kimiko might be dead. I don't think she is. I think they're going to really be playing with the whole thing. Because, like, Frenchie and Kimiko said, let's go to Marseille when it's all done. Let's go there. And the fact that they, you know, that's basically what shows do. Is, like, if they make a really fun plan to do it, like, when the job's over, we'll go there. One of them's not going to make it out. One of them's not going to make it out. And it seems right now like it's Kimiko, and then maybe we'll have it be Frenchie at one point. Like, I think Frenchie's going to be the one who dies. Because you can't fridge the only... You can't fridge the only girl who's part of the boys. Like, you can't do that. So, I believe personally that it's going to be Frenchie that bites it. When it's all said and done at the end of season 3. Which makes me sad because, like, Frenchie's not my favorite character in this show. Like, my favorites are probably the leads, honestly. Like, I'm usually not someone who says, like, the lead character is my favorite. But in the show, it's true. Like, Homelander is my favorite character in the show. Just because he's so diabolical. He's fun to watch. In sort of, like, a really, like, twisted and messed up mentality. Oh, and my favorite line that I was quoting to Michael this weekend was, is your idiot brain being fucked by stupid? That's not rhetorical. I just love that line so much. I love that, like, Ashley says it back to basically the Tucker Carlson clone. So... Yeah, I just love all of it. Let's talk about the Winter Soldier Boy, which isn't my joke. That's from the John Campia show. The Winter Soldier Boy. I think that's going to be really interesting this season. Because we have this character now who's basically... Yeah, we have Captain America, who's basically going to, like, come face to face with Superman. And I think that is going to be super interesting and just fascinating to watch. Like, I know what happens in Herogasm with those two characters. And if you don't, I'll just tell you. They give each other oral. I try not to be cross on the show, which is why I'm being all formal about it. They do that to each other. And with this show, I don't, like, on the John Campia show, they mentioned this, which I think is really interesting. They're not going to be attracted to each other on, like, a physical level. What they're going to be attracted to is each other's powers. They're going to be attracted to each other's powers. But I really can't see them going there in the show's version of Herogasm. I really don't think that's gonna happen. So, yeah, but I just can't wait. I love all the fake promotional stuff that they've had Jensen Ackles doing for Soldier Boy. Like, I loved the solid gold callback. I love that he did a Captain America style PSA. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. But yeah, I'm trying to think if there's really anything else. From these first three episodes. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the Deep for a second. Let's talk about the Deep. You know, at the end of season 2, you're kind of like, all right, maybe this guy's trying to turn himself around. And then he's like, no, Starlight, you have to forgive yourself. And I forgive you. Like, no. No. You raped her. You raped her in the first episode. So, yeah, he had to eat Timothy, and Cassandra, I think Homelander's gonna cuck the deep with Cassandra. I think that's gonna happen. Oh, I also think it's so sad that Homelander keeps fat shaming A-Train. That makes me really sad. I don't really want to talk about that, but, like, that's just super sad to see. And just, like, the way that he does it, with, like, a smile on his face, and he's like, I can see your girdle, you disgusting fat fuck, get off the fucking stage. Like, that was like, oh, dude, like, stop. Just stop. Oh, my God, an A-Train's rebrand. I called it months ago that they were going to recreate the Kendall Jenner Pepsi commercial. I called that months ago, and they did it. I'm like, yep, that's exactly what the show would do. That's exactly what the show would do. And I love that the commercial starts off with him, like, maybe he's being genuine about it. But no, that's also just part of the commercial. Which I thought was super funny. So, yeah, in terms of predictions, I really don't have any. Because we're probably not going to talk about the show again on the podcast until... You talk about the back half of the season next month. Which, oh my God, I love the show's weekly. I wish I had more episodes. I wish I had like 10 episodes. But eight is fine. Eight episodes are fine for the show. But I wish it was 10 purely because I want more episodes of The Boys. So, yeah. That's, I think... Really gonna do. I don't really have any theories other than the ones I talk about. Like, I think Frenchie's gonna die. I don't think it's gonna be Kimiko. I think it's gonna be Frenchie. I think Homelander is gonna do something that we never thought even remotely possible. And that's gonna be a big, like, season capping cliffhanger at the end of season 3. That's what I think is gonna happen. So. If you guys just listen to this whole thing without ever seeing The Boys, I don't know why. Go watch it. It is absolutely phenomenal. One of the best show on television right now. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this show. You can find me on Twitter at AnotherMarvelP1. Send in your feedback for The Boys. I'd really love to hear it. If you're a Star Wars fan, go and check out Tusken Radio. Where we're covering Kenobi. Episode 4 is out. We only have 2 episodes left for the series. I'm liking the show. I'm liking the show quite a bit. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Drew Gretsch. And see you next time. Later, guys.